The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Director.
Good morning, Steve. How are we doing?
Looking outside, good.
Yeah, look at you look out the window.
Same blue skies a couple blue. Weeks out.
Yeah, if you were outside yesterday, it was kind of hot. You probably had shorts and a t-shirt on. And if you look outside, it looks like it's the same. But if you go outside,
wind cooled off quick.
Yeah, you'll find out it's different. It was like 48 degrees this morning, so that's a 40-degree difference from yesterday afternoon to. And I'm not sure if we broke any records yesterday or not. I know it was supposed to get close to that, but
89 was the record, they said.
Yeah.
I never did it either.
So my last frost call was going to be on March the 31st, but tonight we're supposed to get down maybe to 35, which is...
You can get frost.
Which could be a frost out in the country out by your house maybe or something, but...
Do we need to cover plants?
You should have covered them several weeks ago.
Yeah, we didn't. If they made it through last week, we never got below...
They're doing fine. Yeah. I mean, they got...
Yeah. We didn't get down below 32, so I think you're fine.
All the leaves on the turn black, I want to hear it.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. We seem like we're moving into a warm.
Well, I thank you, David. Don't, so.
But we need some rain, so hopefully I heard next week we may get some later in the week. But
we might get some today,
said. I didn't see that.
It's far-fetched.
Yeah.
Everyone knew.
Well, it is a burn ban, so if you're planning on, I don't know if you're trying to clean up your yard today, but do not light up a fire or anything today because it's pretty dangerous out there. It's very dry. There's all the dead stuff from the winter still hanging around and on the ground and the wind blowing. It's a bad combination.
We got a burn bomb back there. It's been there for 3 years. I guess another week won't hurt.
Well, they give you different warnings all the time. It's a red flag, which is... I heard dates back, you know, to the Western times when they used to have a red flag up. That means do not burn. So, you remember that?
Yeah. So if you've got a pile already, Steve, I can just bring my stuff to your house.
Yeah.
Instead of stacking it by the road.
It was about 30 feet tall. Now it's down to about 5. So.
That's turned into a compost bin.
Yeah.
Probably got some good compost in there.
Oh, I got 30 boxes of vials up there for you to add to it.
Well, that would be a good kindling.
Yeah, it would. Good fire starter.
That whole house right there would be good, actually.
Don't say that.
Just bring your sticks and all his little office, not his house.
Oh, I'm talking about I'm talking about the house, not
I'm talking about your office. Everybody could just bring stuff out there and stack it around the old shack.
Might sell that thing.
I hear you.
It's built to be moved.
A relic. That's interesting.
Really? I heard about that.
Yeah. You can own a piece of Rock Hill history.
A tiny house.
Yeah, go put it in your yard.
The original tiny house.
12 by 14.
Hmm.
12 by 14.
That's all it was. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a storage building.
Yeah.
We were building a brand new big complex, basically. Matthews drew it up for me, $75,000. When Kenny got through with $155,000, it never got built.
We'll just stay in this little shack. There was 3 chairs in there. There was one for Steve, one for Tommy, and one for your cat.
The cat had one for many years.
I remember going in there, and the cat was always sitting right there to the right of the door.
And a baby.
Baby come in the office if he was sitting in his chair. He stood and looked at you.
I think I've had him do that before. That was his name, Baby?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Tommy started calling him Baby when he was a baby.
That's funny.
He never grew out of it. Now he's a big cat.
If you need a show, Steve and his brother Tommy ran Rolling Hills Nursery for 43 years, and they retired about 2 years ago, maybe?
2003.
Yeah.
June 14th is when I had the surgery. June 10th is the last
23,
day.
So it's coming up on 2 years anyway. But
coming up on 3 years.
That's right. It is six.
Wow.
June be 3 years.
Man. Yeah, it's still sitting out there now, and there's some future plans probably for that place, but out on Museum Road. So. And he lives on the other side of the property. It's kind of cool. Him and his family owned a lot of that land there, and before a lot of stuff was even on that road. So.
It was a dirt road.
Was it?
Yeah.
I hear you.
1917, my grandfather, great-grandfather, left East Creek and moved to Newport.
Newport.
I always thought we were in Ebenezer District.
Ebenezer is a little bit.
We're in Newport.
Northeast of there.
And we started up. Ebenezer was where the city limits were.
Yeah.
That's a quarter mile up the road.
Yeah. Well, it's moving. That's what happens when growth happens. It's a good thing, I guess.
I'm not going to say.
Traffic in Rock Hill is kind of interesting now. I know that. So I'm just glad I live close to where I'm at. Don't have to drive too far.
Amen.
Yeah. Matt lives, he basically can walk to both. Well, he has like 14 jobs. Yeah. He can drive to some of them, but he can walk to a couple of them anyway.
Yeah, my main two all within like a 300-yard radius. Yeah. So we're good on that. Yeah.
That's good. So get out there today and enjoy the day, and might need your little jacket on, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose. It's a given thing.
And we're back to the garbage bench. Now, all these people that love all these Jew songs we're hearing. I heard them the first time 40 years ago.
That's right. Yeah. That's a little Electric Light Orchestra.
That's right. That's one of our favorites.
Or ELO. We do. Yeah, we do ELO. Love that.
That song.
It's good stuff, man. So
I didn't think
it's a big band. That's like 10 people in there playing all kinds of stuff.
I didn't think they were very good back then. But that was the 70s.
You just had to hear it. Had to hear it a bunch over and over and over. after multiple times of hearing the song, it grew on you.
Yeah, it grows on you. It's an acquired taste.
It is kind of orchestra thing, kind of
Queen. I don't know if it ever grew on me.
Queen was doing that stuff, and Styx does a lot of stuff like that, so it's good. It has a lot of strings and
that a rhythm section, orchestra.
Atlanta Rhythm Section came to Winthrop over here years ago.
I saw him in Cullowhee back in the 70s.
Yeah. So we're on schedule here to talk about grub worms, which everybody's kind of gets excited about a couple times a year. There's a couple times a year when you can target them and to put out preventative stuff.
The problem with grubs that I saw over the years, a lot of people don't know the damage they cause.
Yeah.
We had to come in and call it everything from
it's hard to tell sometimes.
Fungus, you name it. And the grass was dying. You looked at it, it was grub worm pork. But they come from so many different beetles.
They do. Yeah, they do. There's many different kinds of, just because you call it a grub, it doesn't mean it's the same.
They all look the same.
Same type one, they look the same. And it's not wrong to have grubs in the ground.
They're good.
If you cut a little two foot by two foot section and you see four or five, you know, that's fine. If you dig up the same section and see 20, that's not great. So I want to say it. I'll go over this little thing right quick. So the couple stages of the grub. So it actually evolves throughout the whole year. So the egg stage, adult beetles lay their eggs in the ground June to August every year. And then they once the eggs have hatched, they come out and they grow, let's see, on down into... They don't emerge until the spring, so they stay in the ground the whole time. So one target date that we have to put out grub prevention is like August. So put that out. It can help get rid of some of these eggs that are in the ground. They're getting ready to hatch. Then the third is the pupa stage. After the ground is thawed, which is coming up now, they become alive. They start moving around in the ground. This is the second time of year that Carolina Fresh suggests that you target them. It's about mid-April. We're kind of ahead with the weather right now. We're ahead about 2 weeks, I think, than where we should be. So it's fine to do that now.
So the stage now, they look like the little fat white.
They're starting to wake up, move around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then later on, early June is when they come out, June beetle, Japanese beetle, a lot of different things like that. So
all kinds of beetles.
It could be all kinds of beetles. They're constantly laying eggs. This is a constant cycle going round and round. They only live basically a year, but they're going round and round. And they're either waking up, flying off, laying eggs.
Well, for those of you out there like me, they ever heard of a June beetle, it's also called a June bug.
Yeah, June bug. Funny story about that, my grandpa used to catch them thing, tie a string to it, and they would just fly that thing around like a little.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it fun back then? We didn't have all these toys and stuff to play with. We just kind of found something to do.
Less distractions.
Yeah, so, some yards you'll never have a problem with this at all. It just randomly. I went and looked at a yard the other day, and people thought it was fungus. But what happened in the fall when they were doing their grubs are very active when you're seeding and aerating and all that kind of stuff. They can cause a lot of damage, and you don't even realize it because the summer has ended and your grass looks bad and all that stuff. But when I went and walked on the yard, you could just feel it, how soft it was from.
It's very cushiony.
Yeah. And if you end up having moles. So moles, they love to eat grubs.
We got it.
And that doesn't necessarily mean there's some kind of bug in the ground, that insect in the ground that the mole is eating, because he doesn't just dig around and tear your yard up for the fun of it. So it's
And there's some birds that eat the grubs.
Yeah. Also. Yeah, you can also tell. You'll see the birds on your yard, just pecking, they'll dig them up, which is a good thing, really. They don't do too much damage, but and they're all alive right now, getting ready, moving around, looking for food, and babies coming up and stuff. So, well, how about that? That was a quick segment there, Steve-O.
That was quick.
Yeah.
We'll be right back to the garden speech.
Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, boom. We get to talk about grubs a little bit more.
Man, I was at first I thought it was Scorpions. I feel bad about myself because this is a band called Rat. And I see what Matt did there, round and round the grub is just constantly
life. Yeah, that circle, that circle
round,
of life.
Round and round, and rats would probably eat the grub, I mean, if they were out there.
Yeah. No, over on this side of town, mm-hmm. I don't see as many grubs as I do. We have just got a ton of earthworms.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good problem.
That's a good problem to have.
I don't need to go buy bait.
Maybe I'll do more fishing over here.
Yeah. I don't know. But, as soon as I cut grass, you were talking about the birds eating all the grubs up.
Yeah.
Just flocks of them come out there, and you see them pulling those earthworms up. And every time I dig in the flower beds.
Yeah.
Tons of them. So.
Well, it's good. I mean, if you just pay attention to your yard, a lot of times nature will let you know what's going on. If you see a bunch of birds out there in your yard digging, there's probably something in there they're digging for. They're not just
mocking
your indoor cat.
Mm-hmm.
What he's talking about is probably more organic soil.
Yeah.
That's probably there.
Rock Hill has many different types of soil as you move from toward the Lancaster side of Rock Hill over to where we are is just a lot of different kinds of dirt.
And front field of dirt, we had seven different soil types in one short field.
And out by Rock Hill Country Club, it's a good thing they call it Rock Hill because there's rocks everywhere. Like just
all the way to M-72 is rocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And I-1 to the interstate. I mean, there's some of these. They were bankrupt on trying to put in the utilities.
Yeah. And the state of South Carolina, when you come from up here, from over Greenville, moving your way across the state, you end up eventually turned into a lot of sand. So I was in Sumter yesterday, and it was that's very sandy soil as you go work your way all the way down to the beach. So
Sumter's considered the coastal.
Yeah.
Because of
and technically it used to be. I mean, I'm not a historian, but the ocean supposedly used to come up that far, and then it kind of retreated.
Came up here. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess it covered the whole thing at one time, I guess.
When I was a kid, we left here. We went to Lumberton, North Carolina, where my dad lived before he got married. And they built a U2 is playing. This back in the 60s. They found the dinosaur bones when they dug out the foundation.
Oh, wow.
So they stopped working on it. People from North Carolina came down. We get down there on Sunday morning after a rain with buckets to pick up sharks.
Oh, wow.
And they say that was the bottom of the ocean back wow. in the day.
Land sharks.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, that's just what.
That was the ocean bottom back.
Yeah.
The old place. But,
That's crazy.
I got a question. I know it's not related to the grubs, but the beetles, are they? How bad are they to the ground, the lawn, and everything?
Well, they can be bad. I mean, some of them, like a Japanese beetle, is like a June bug. June beetle is not really, but I mean,
I've never heard of a June beetle.
Well, they're all.
Just put them on a string.
Yeah,
and
that's what we're talking about.
Remember that one? Are you his grandmother?
But I know that it was a little black. It's a little black beetle looking thing. Is that the Japanese beetle?
Japanese has.
Black one should be.
Japanese has like a green purple looking in it.
Yeah. I thought that was a June bug.
No, that's a Japanese beetle. Okay. They tear up crepe myrtles. They love to eat crepe myrtle leaves. And
June bugs look a lot like a Japanese beetle. They're just bigger.
Yeah, and they're more dark, aren't they?
A June bug's bigger than a Japanese beetle?
Yeah.
A lot bigger.
I would say.
I just remember as kids putting a June bug on a string.
Well, back in the day, I mean, this was probably the 80s. We had trees to the left of the office there, and purple leaf plums upon example. They'd be 5 deep on top of each other trying to eat this thing. All it did was have 6 to eat. And we'd spray them, and you walk across it and crunch.
So many of them. Well, you had a more or less a buffet. Sitting out there with all your tender leaves. I mean, it's like you probably had every bug that was coming.
You did.
Golden Corral for beetles.
The original Shoney's Breakfast Bar.
That's right.
Talk about that.
Japanese beetle traps set up around the woods and all kinds of stuff. And finally, they just started coming. I don't know what we did or if we did anything or not.
I think it runs in cycles, too.
How do you trap them?
Well, they have those bags that hang, but
they got some of the shop.
In my mind, it's like you just attracting more, maybe, by having the bag.
That's why you put it at the woods edge.
Yeah, put them on the edge.
Put it at the middle, because it does attract them.
And you could probably pick up some of those at Carolina Fresh Farms.
Need to order some.
They're on the way.
Pick them up next week.
On the way.
Next weekend.
People will buy mom as you have them.
Yeah.
We sold a bunch of them over the years.
Well, I mean, it seems like they have been worse. I mean, I'm just talking from my yard. I don't.
The last 20 years have been bad.
Yeah, I remember they used to just.
And we had a couple of years with the ravine.
Yeah. So, like I said, it comes in cycles, and for whatever reason, just like the army worms did, you know, a year or two ago, they were everywhere eating up stuff and.
Oh, your competitor at Palm will send me a notice every year.
They do
look
that.
Out for army worm.
That's an army worm.
I don't need you to tell me to look out for.
That's a worm that actually hatches, blows out of trees, and it's more or less in the early fall, right? They come down on the ground. They're about that big around. They got a little V on their forehead, and they eat grass. And 2 years ago, they ate everything. They usually only eat like Bermuda and zoids and stuff, but they ate fescue. It's funny, they ate somebody's fescue and left the clover and all that in there. Just ate around.
They ate the weeds.
Just left the weeds.
They didn't eat clover?
Yeah, they didn't even eat clover.
They ate fescue and left the weeds.
You could almost see them on your yard. Some of them, they looked like the blades were moving around. It was so many, but that's kind of a rare thing. But that's not related to the beetle and the grub.
The reason they sent a notice out is a lot of them came in new side bags.
Yeah. And true, they do get delivered. And that's one thing. That's how fire ants.
Delighted, but they didn't come in the side.
Yeah, that's how fire ants got up this way. You know, all kind of agriculture products getting delivered around and all that kind of stuff. When you're in that business, you don't want to say, I sent you army worms, but well, I mean, you can't say there's not something.
I can honestly say fire ants for us keep on pine needles.
There you go. All right, well, we're going to take our last break, I think, and we'll be right back with a garden bit.
Hello, Edson. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gorgeous beach, and it is another lovely day.
Yes, it is.
If I get to see you look out the window all day, I'd be happy as a lark.
It's beautiful right there.
As you get out, there's a little dip in there.
It is. On the way over here, I saw a lot of yards need to be cutting that grass today, boy, including my own.
So mine too.
Some of it's going to have to happen tomorrow. I can't do mine today, but it's going to.
Tommy cut ours yesterday. But it was mainly the onions he cut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Smell good.
As long as your head started really growing, yeah,
it's trying.
It's trying.
It says, oh, yeah, and then it goes, oh, no. Oh, yeah, oh, no. So it's getting there. It's still March, so we're not even in April yet. So.
Our fescue at work looks good.
Yeah.
It's good, nice and thick, mine, lush.
Mine is like, standing tall.
I was about to say, good or bad.
No, it looks great. Good. I'll send you a picture tomorrow after I mow it.
Awesome.
Check it out. So Carolina Fresh is open right now, 8 to 2 today on Saturday. 8 to 5 o'clock during the week. No Sunday hours, but hopefully we'll see you there today.
Now on Sunday.
Nope. No, we tried one time. I think you did too. You try things, you find out real quick.
We did it for 14 weeks.
Oh, you did it more than I did.
It rained 12 of them.
There you go.
And I figured,
well, we need some rain. You need to open back up tomorrow. Then
God's trying to tell you something.
Somebody maybe I need to run my car through the car wash.
That's exactly what I thought of. And the problem was, Tommy and I had to work 13 straight days before we got the day off.
Yeah.
Well, he's sending up to the thing, and last thing before we leave. Yeah. I forgot what we're talking about next week.
Next week we're going to be talking about Easter, actually. And speaking of Easter, we have a great Easter egg classic. The Great Hunt that WRHI has been putting on for years is on Thursday, April the 2nd. Go online and check out the times for your age child.
This Thursday.
And we'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station.